Hey, what's going on, folks? My name is Dalton Brown at Dalton on Sports on Twitter. Here for the Betting Predators. We're going to go through some quick futures outlooks today on MLB and talk just a little bit of baseball in general on what we've seen. We're about 2 months into the season here, coming out of Memorial Day weekend. A lot of ball still to be played and a lot of money hopefully to be won on the baseball schedule the rest of the way. Appreciate anybody for hopping in and joining. Obviously, I've worked with Betting Predators in the past, but newly back with Betting Predators, doing pretty well so far on our daily best bets. So feel free to check those out each day. They are free on the site every day. You'll see them under Dalton's Daily MLB Best Bets. Putting a lot of work into them, hoping to see success as the season goes along. And I appreciate anybody who's along for the ride with that. Without further ado, let's dive into a couple angles. Where I'm seeing value in the futures market as of Tuesday. A few of these I actually hit about a week ago, but we haven't quite seen the value disappear yet, although I think it might pretty soon. So let's go ahead and start glancing at a few of these. One of them that I really like, the San Diego Padres to make the playoffs. This is available at the moment at minus 120. Now, it's important to note, this is just the San Diego Padres to make the playoffs, not to win the division. I think winning the division, you know, obviously those odds would be much higher. But, you know, here it is right here, minus 120. Look, the reality is this team preseason was minus 220 to make the playoffs. And they were pretty much even with the Dodgers atop that division in terms of expectations. That talent has not all of a sudden disappeared. It just hasn't quite performed expectation yet. You know, they're a little bit under 500 at the moment. But if you look at the teams in the standings ahead of them, this is a team in San Diego that's still only 3.5 games out of the final wild card spot. Some of the teams ahead of them, I think, are most likely going to regress backward as we go along here. You've got teams like the Diamondbacks, the Giants, the Pirates, the Reds. You know, I don't think anybody with a straight face thinks that those teams have better rosters than the Padres. It's important to note with them, too, you know, you think about how their GM, A.J. Preller, has been handling things for really several seasons and off seasons now. This is not a guy who's going to give up, and especially if they're, you know, falling behind, I expect them to aggressively pursue talent at the trade deadline and probably well before then. We're already seeing them taking dart throws. Like today, they went out and signed Gary Sanchez to a minor league deal. I don't have particularly high hopes for how that's things will, you know, have positive regression for them as well. You take a look at their batting average with runners in scoring position this year is dead last in baseball at 185. I would bet everything that I have that number is going to end up north of 200 and probably north of 225 as the season goes along. Lot of room for positive regression there. They're not going to be in the cellar in that stat all year. You know, I just think this is one of those situations where, you know, they're getting healthier. Joe Musgrove rejoined the rotation. He looked really good in New York against the Yankees after a couple shaky starts. You know, the numbers that he had at Mexico are still kind of messing with him a little bit. But there's a reason they were minus 220 to make the playoffs preseason. I don't know if they win the division, but minus 120 right now is insane value on San Diego. And I would jump on that because I think they will probably see that number change quite a bit. So that's one there. Another one that I really like at the moment, Houston Astros. There's still value there with them at minus 130 to win the AL West. Again, this is a team who obviously we've seen them in the World Series four of the last 6 years. We've seen them in the ALCS basically every year for I think the last six in a row. Look, they're three games back of Texas, and I've been impressed with the Rangers. You know, obviously they're a much better team than I think a lot of people anticipated. I think there's a lot to be excited about Rangers offense. They've been top five in baseball recently in WRC plus against both righties and lefties. The problem I'm having with Texas, they're batting 333 with runners in scoring position. We just touched on this with the Padres, right? Batting 185 and how that's unsustainable. 333 is also unsustainable. We've only seen one team in the last decade finish a season over 300 or 300 scoring position, and that happened in the shortened COVID year. So I think there's obvious expectation there that that number is going to come down with time. The Rangers also still have to contend with the Astros for three more series this season. I think the Astros are going to be out for blood in those games. Houston's also a team that has struggled with health and is getting healthier. Jose Altuve now back in the lineup finally. Eventually they'll get Michael Brantley back. Eventually Lance McCullers will come back. But in general, this is a team that is trending upward. We finally saw them hit that plateau of 10 games over 500 heading into Memorial Day. Patrick Creighton, who I've done quite a bit of work with, he's been touting that was what would happen, and sure enough, he was right. Look, they're only three games behind Texas with over 100 games to go. That's not a lot to make up. I think they can make that up in their matchups with Texas alone. And if those two teams were even right now in the division, I think Houston's probably minus 200 or more. So jump on this while the value lasts. I don't think we're going to be looking at a number like this for long either. Two more to look through here. Another division winner that I like quite a bit. This one's a little more juicy. St. Louis Cardinals. Plus 245 to win the NL Central. Look, this is an incredibly weak division. Milwaukee right now is the leader of it, but the rest of the division, you've got the Reds, the Pirates, the Cubs. None of those teams, I think, have any chance at all of winning the division. So it really comes down to the Cardinals or the Brewers. I think when you stack those two teams against each other, I think the Cardinals are much more talented than Milwaukee is. I think Milwaukee is dealing with certain issues in the clubhouse. Corbin Burns is not pitching quite as well as expected and also seemingly not very happy in Milwaukee. I wouldn't be surprised to see him dealt at the deadline. This is a St. Louis offense that absolutely mashes. The only question with them is, can they pitch well enough? I don't think that they can pitch well enough to win a World Series, but in a division where finishing near 500 might win the division, I'm quite confident in St. Louis, especially with the value that you're seeing at plus 245. That is just too juicy for me to pass up. I can't imagine making that number much bigger than even money as of today. They're only 5.5 games out, despite being in last place at 24-32, and they're the type of team that I think is built to get hot. So I think there's a ton of value there. One last future, and this one's a little different and a little bit more of a shot in the dark, but it's a guy that I've had a chance to watch quite a bit. If we're going to look at the NL Rookie of the Year market, and I think there's value at 20-1 on Ellie De La Cruz. Now, if you follow baseball closely, you probably know who Ellie De La Cruz is. This is a guy for the Cincinnati Reds. He's currently the number one ranked prospect in baseball. He is a true five-tool player, 6'5", runs faster than anybody in the minors. He's been clocked at about 100 miles an hour, throwing the ball from short. This is just a really special prospect. You look at his numbers so far at AAA this season. He's only had 135 at-bats, but he's batting 304, 10 homers, 31 RBIs, 9 stolen bases, OPSing well over 1,000. This is a guy who I think the moment he hits the big leagues, he will take the shortstop position from Jonathan India. We'll see what the Reds do with Jonathan India. I could see them moving him somewhere else on the field. I could also see them trading Jonathan India to try to get back more prospects. He's a switch hitter. Like I said, incredible speed. I think once he hits the big leagues, he will probably stay hot. He's done that at every level that he's moved up in the minors so far. I think he's going to sell tickets for the Reds, be much watch TV for the Reds, and I think he's going to probably change quite a bit in their clubhouse with his sheer talent alone. I have a feeling once he gets called up, we're going to see that 20 to 1 number drop to 10 to 1 in a hurry, and I wouldn't be surprised if heading into September he's the odds-on favorite despite having not played as many games as Corbin Carroll or James Outman. I got James Outman preseason at 25-1. I think, obviously, there was value at that number. There probably isn't now at plus 400. We've seen pitchers figure him out quite a bit. The strikeouts have gone up. The hits have gone down. Corbin Carroll, obviously a really special player for Arizona as well. He's currently the favorite at plus 125. But I can't look away from Ellie De La Cruz because at 20-1, once he gets that call, his numbers could quickly eclipse all of theirs. So something to watch there. You know, obviously when you're looking at a 20-1, that's a little bit more of a shot in the dark, but to me, that's one probably worth taking. That's all I've got as far as futures bets for today. I just wanted to throw a few out there that we like quite a bit. You know, these Tuesday shows are going to be quick. You know, we're talking 5 to 15 minutes, just going through a few angles that I like or a few things that I'm observing in baseball. You know, obviously if you're looking for my stuff on it, bettingpredators.com is where you'll find it. I will have my daily best bets coming out there typically sometime between 2 and 4 in the morning when I publish them. And then those will be available for your reading pleasure all day the next day. Hopefully we can continue to win. We've done okay so far on those. So go check those out. Today's picks are up. I will also be returning shortly with a best bets show for Tuesday. It'll be pretty quick as well. Just a quick whip through of today's games, talking through what I like best. And we'll get it going from there. But yeah, appreciate anybody who joined. Like I said, my Twitter account is @DaltonOnSports. Definitely follow Betting Predators as well. You're going to get the best information on the market there for baseball, golf, NFL season. I know we've got huge plans for that. So don't miss out on any of that. That's @BetPredators on Twitter. They also have a free Discord that you can join where, you know, you'll have some of the best in the business sending out their picks each day. A lot of fun discussion on betting, fun banter back and forth. So feel free to check that out as well. And yeah, appreciate everybody's time. We'll talk to you soon.